Welcome to the Shadowbane Podcast. Tonight, 1692, The Risen, Episode 4, Condemned.
Unshackle their arms and legs from the cart, and lead them to the gallows one at a time. Watch them carefully just in case they try to escape, or cast any spells.
How can you do this to us? You'll all burn in hell for this. No, let me go. No! No!
Your Excellency, I am beginning to fear the town's reaction. They are far more eager about the hanging than I first expected.
The powers of hell have held dominion over Salem for far too long, Mr. Mather. God has granted the court his holy power to combat these witches. They strayed away from his light, and now they will hang for it. The people rejoice because the town is about to be cleansed of evil. Why would they not be excited?
I am not doubting this, sir. But these are only 3 condemned witches. What happens to the rest of the women and men in the Salem jails? And those that have not yet been put on trial, how many must we hang?
As many as are necessary.
Do you not fear the lust for blood that has been set loose due to these hangings? Innocents may suffer if this continues.
Innocents suffer every night that a Salem witch sends out her spirit to choke and stab our poor citizens while they sleep. Innocents suffer each day when they are bewitched and held immobilized by Lucifer's dark magic. Innocents already suffer, Mr. Mather. We are taking back our town and dissolving their suffocating fear.
But, sir...
Enough! The last has reached their place, and God eagerly awaits their demise. Good people of Salem, thank you all for coming here today to Gallows Hill to bear witness to the executions of George Burroughs, Martha Carrier, and John Willard. These 3 individuals were once followers of the church and believers in Almighty God. Each of them lost their way, and instead of seeking proper guidance from the church, they succumbed to the temptations of Lucifer. Furthermore, Mr. Burroughs, Goody Carrier, and Mr. Willard not only refused to repent their sins and confess their guilt, but they also willingly did harm unto others. I will provide one more opportunity for those standing before you about to face God's judgment to confess their sins right here before God and the entire town of Salem. George Burroughs, you were once a well-respected minister, and your past kind charities have not been forgotten. However, Mercy Lewis, whom you have known since she was a small child, has told us of your connections with the heathen Indians that roam the forests freely. You have treated them with far too much kindness, and the rumors of your helping one of those raving, animalistic bands of savages to defeat Sir Andros and his troops are known to everyone. And Putnam has confessed to hearing your voice in her dreams and seeing you cast spells upon others. You are the Black Man, a worshipper of Satan. Your fate has been decided and cannot be disputed. The only thing left for you to do is admit to your sins and hope that God shows you some semblance of mercy. What say you, sir? Do you have any last words?
My friends, I am innocent to the charges of witchcraft. I will not damn my immortal soul with such a lie, and God shall be the true judge of my sins. This town has been poisoned by fear and jealousy. Open your eyes to God's truth. You must examine whether those that make these accusations have unholy intentions buried within their hearts. I was once your reverend, and I baptized many of those standing in the crowd who are now ready to see my body hang limp beneath this very tree. Fear not the court, or those that claim to be doing God's work. Salem has endured many hardships, and it will survive this madness.
Listen not to this man, for he is no ordained minister. Samuel Parris is the shepherd of this town, not George Burroughs. You may hear his words now and think they ring true, but the reality is they bring only darkness and death. May I remind you that the devil has come before man many a times as an angel of light. This man is Lucifer's right hand, and he must be cut off before he can strike us all down.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive...
Carrier, you have been found guilty of the ultimate sin of witchcraft before the courts of Salem. You have witnessed that pleading your life will not change either your fate or the opinion of the good Christians assembled. However, we grant you this one chance to save your soul and confess your sins. Put your life in God's hands now.
I have nothing more to say to the lot of you. It is a shameful thing that you should mind these folks who are all out of their wits. I know not to whence my soul will fly, but I'd rather exist anywhere than this hell.
And finally, we have John Willard, the man that worked directly with the court and spent too many nights in its jails. Here stands a miserable coward that worked alongside Satan to slaughter an innocent child in her crib while she slept. So be it. We shall send you to hell where you belong. Let this be a message to all of Salem. No one escapes God's judgment. You either serve his will or you stand guilty against it.
What is to be done with the bodies? When shall we bury them?
The hanged will not be buried on holy grounds. We'll concern ourselves with the disposal of their corpses tomorrow. I want them hanging as a reminder of what happens when you go against the will of the court. Come, Cotton, let's to the tavern and partake in a warm meal. I've worked up quite the appetite.
Tituba, are you there? Of course you're in here. How on earth would you be able to get out of your cell? Tituba, where are you?
Welcome, Monsieur Hedrick. I have been expecting you.
Huh! Damn it, woman. How in the world did you sneak up behind me?
Have you come alone? We must speak in private.
I'm the only one guarding the jails tonight after what happened to John Willard. What exactly did occur, Tituba? I've heard that he lost his wits and tried to attack you.
That man gets what he deserves. Willard was weak, and Master only wants the strong ones on his side. That's why he chose you, Marshal.
And what of his claim? I heard from others in the court that he blamed you for what happened to the Putnam's youngest. Willard wasn't always a saint. But I cannot fathom him harming an infant. Also, I have seen...
What have you seen?
You very well know all I've seen and been through. My life was turned upside down because of you and your whatever it is you did to me. I know you must have been the one that murdered that infant. Why would you do such a thing, Tituba? She was innocent.
Why is it no one cries for the innocent woman that live deep in the dark of their jail cells? Who spoke up to help Goody Gadiers, Ravna Burrows, when the Bardamon took them away to break their necks? They were innocent. I only follow his orders, and he tells me that girl must be killed.
If you're so concerned about the innocent, what about John Willard? Did he deserve to die as well, and have his name besmirched in such a horrible manner?
Willard's black soul belongs to our master now. The world is a better place without his insults and evil actions. Do not think of John Willard. You have a very important task, one that I cannot do myself. He has chosen you to do this deed, and it must be done tonight.
Who is this master you keep referencing? Are you really communicating with Satan? I just cannot believe that to be the truth.
You will meet our master soon enough, Marshal Haddock. But first, you must complete his task. Hold out your right hand.
What are you going to do?
Give me your hand!
What in the world is this? It's so dark in here, but it feels like a dagger. The blade isn't cold, however. It does not feel like it was crafted with metal. How would you get a weapon, Tituba? Who gave this to you?
I already told you. Master guides my hands. He helped me make this little present he gave to you. You would take this weapon and go to Gallows Hills. There, you will find the three that were hanging tonight. Use that knife to cut them open and emplace these within their bellies.
Wait, you want me to do what? You must be jesting, Tituba. I will do no such thing. And what do you mean, put something in there?
Shh! take this. You must not open it until you cut wounds in all three of their stomachs. The blood must flow to the ground to feed the root of the tree. You will open his gift to you, and you will place each one into their bodies. The wounds will soon heal, and you must go back home and wait till morning.
This is complete madness. You've given me a strange dagger, and now some sort of box, and you expect me to abandon my post at the jail, go out in the middle of the night, climb the scaffold, and desecrate the bodies of three dead Salem citizens. What is stopping me from leaving your cell right now, telling the court about what you've done, and escorting you personally to the noose?
You do not wish to disappoint him, Marshal Herrick. You have shown much promise. You are not like those in court. I have seen your mind. You do not wish harm to come to those innocent and mourn those who have hanged. Else you would have been there tonight to watch yourself. I can see within you, Marshal Herrick. You know deep down that the court must be stopped before it's too late. And if you were foolish to cross me, cross him. He will have no choice but to treat you as one of them.
Are you threatening me, Tituba?
Oh, I do not threaten anything, Marshal. He delivers his promises. I only voice. Now, make your decision, Marshal. What will you do? Choose wisely.
Can't believe I'm actually here. Okay, George. Stay calm. You can do this. All you need to do is get up there without being seen, cut open the bodies, and shove whatever these things are inside them. The entire town must be asleep at this point. You just need to do this one thing, and you can go back home to Sarah. All right. There's no reason to fear. Just move. Climb the steps. One at a time. This knife, it's so cold. I don't know how she got it, but it looks like it's made from human bone. It feels far heavier than it should be, too. I don't know why I have to use it. It fills me with so much dread. I guess I'll start with you. Please forgive me, John. I never meant for any of this to happen. Oh, Lord, please forgive me for what I must do.
Oh, that putrid smell. Must do this quickly. Must open the box.
What on earth is inside this thing? There's something moving around in there. It feels like something is trying to escape. Ah! What manner of witchery is this?
Hello? Who's there? What's going on here? George Herrick, is that you? Shouldn't you be patrolling the jails tonight?
I was sent here to make sure everything was fine here. Judge Hathorn said that if I had time tonight that I should help remove the bodies, then take them into town for burial tomorrow morning.
What? That's not what they told me this evening. They put me out here to make sure nobody messed with the bodies. Wait, if you're here to take them away, where's your horse and cart?
My horse and cart is about,
Wait. What's happened over there? There's something on the ground. Oh, something's torn into Willard's body.
Yes, an animal must have come by. Perhaps some carrion birds pecked away at him.
No, that wound looks far too clean. What's this lying here? Wait, is that some sort of dagger? George? Did you do this?
I promise. I can explain.
Explain that to the court, not me. Marshal, you're gonna have to come with me now.
Forgive me.
No, what are you... No! What are you doing? No.
What? What have I done? He's dead. I killed him. No one else around. Must get out of here. Where did that creature go? Don't move. Stay right there. Please don't bite me. How in God's name did Willard's wound heal? I only turned away for a moment. I have to leave. I need to finish quickly. What's going on? I cannot believe my eyes. Lord, please show me mercy.
Thank you for listening to 1692 The Risen, Episode 4, Condemned. This episode was written and produced by Andrew Lister. The voice of George Herrick is David Milk. The voice of Tituba is Shaunice Turner. The voice of Judge Hathorn is Rob Lucas. The voice of Cotton Mather is Gene Michael. The voice of Martha Carrier is Stacy Carpenter. Additional voice actors this episode includes Brian Nash, and Kevin Smith. 1692 The Risen is a production of the Shadowvane Podcast. For more information, visit our website, shadowvane.net. Email the show at shadowvanecast@gmail.com, follow us on Twitter at shadowvanecast, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/shadowvanecast. To further support our show, leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to today's episode. J.F. Blake says, "I just recently found the Shadowvane podcast and have been enjoying listening to the episodes. I'm hooked. The short story winners and classic tales of terror stories help the podcast remain fresh and exciting. Thanks for all the hard work of everyone involved, and I look forward to listening to the next episode." To help provide monetary support, consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/shadowvane. We are also a member of the Questionable Endeavor Media Network. Visit questendnetwork.com for more podcasts, articles, and live streams. Illustrations and creative editing by Ray Williams III. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can listen to more of his work at incompetech.com. Until next time, dear listeners. Until next time.